This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, many colleges and universities have speech codes and other policies that narrow the realm of permissible speech. And what started on campus has made its way to the broader society. You know, this was a topic on my radio program when one day I was interviewing the president of a Christian college, and the next day I was interviewing Nadine Strossen, former president of the ACLU. Both were against the suppression of speech, even though they come from very different political perspectives. Now, Erwin Lutzer, in his new book, No Reason to Hide, devotes part of a chapter to how words and policies suppress speech. He believes that word control will lead to thought control. It puts parameters around what people can say. So one university posted a list of offensive words. Students and faculty must stop using words and phrases like picnic, trigger warning, or even rule of thumb. And then there are other words that have been flagged in society. These include such things as freshman, victim, survivor, addict, disabled person, policeman, and many others. I believe we should be sensitive to words that could be harmful to another person, but I also agree with Erwin Lutzer that PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, goes too far when it wants baseball to ban the word bullpen out of a consideration for the bovine species. Word suppression leads to verbal suppression and self-censorship. One survey discovered that nearly two-thirds of Americans said that the political climate today keeps them from expressing their beliefs, and an even higher percentage of conservatives felt compelled to keep their beliefs to themselves. We should support free speech and criticize attempts to suppress speech through speech codes or social intimidation. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.